Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memoirs. Still on the Nigeria Decides of February 2023, along those lines, you know, everything in the country has a political undertone because we are electing, not selecting, our next group of leaders. So it's a big thing. It's above self, as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, no matter how important or how unimportant any one of us is, life goes on even after us. And like we all pray, we plan to leave a better place than we found it for our kids. And that's why I'm actually so involved in it. But today, I saw Linda Ekeji, Omoni Obosi, I think I got the name right, was talking about women standing by women. Stand by women. No hating. Because you're a woman, stand by a woman. No, not being judgmental or anything, you know, trying to understand the situations and, you know, being firm in your stance in support of what is good. They didn't say all that, but I guess that's the only thing that makes sense. But it now brings to my mind that if women are really ready to stand by women, there is a woman on the executive ballot for Adamawa by the name of Aishatu Dahiru Ahmed, also known as Binani. Now, why this interests me is because just last year here, 2022, there was this constitutional amendment that based on the constitution needed to be done, you know, so that we can change some things about the way we live. And very powerful women stood up, very powerful. The first lady of the federation, the second lady of the federation, that is the wives of the president and the vice president, and other notable women went to the chambers. They want to be on the table of leaders. They are asking that a certain percentage of women should be included. I mean, according to UN standards and all other, you know, world standards. But they were talking to men, really. So when the voting was done, their wish was not granted. And all the while it was going on, I was always of the opinion that women get mouth past all this to the ask men for permission. Because I followed it up during and after. Because the women came with the argument that they are more in number. I'm even sure they vote more self. They are more in number. Women are more than men in Nigeria. I mean, it's a known fact. So why are they having to even, like, beg for it? But the constitution is constitution. Change is change. But there is no change without work. And rather than, you know, trying to convince, cajole, you know, persuade some men to give you this power, why don't you people just take it? Now, what I mean by that is, it's a competition for the strong. It is not by gender. It is a competition for the strong. Yes, there is a gender domination in politics. But it is only because women have allowed it to be so. But it's changing. And the future is upon us. This is 2023 elections. And if women want to move from lip service, to actually standing by a woman during the elections. I mean, if the women really understand what I'm campaigning for, the results of that election, the cue of that election, as it concerns women, the airwaves in Nigeria, as it concerns women, for that singular executive position should be louder than loud. Because, I mean, it's an announcement of them coming. But for you to get there, you must first of all start. She's the first to contest it. To get to contest it is a very difficult thing to do. So please, I'm begging all women in Nigeria, all women all over the world to assist. Don't let her fail. You don't just stand with other women with mouth. You don't really have to do a lot. I mean, nearly everybody has a digital handle. Omo, say your own mind. Stand up and be counted. That women want to be on the table of our leaders is not child's play. They need to fight for it. They need to hustle. They need to speak their mind. They need to show up. They need to turn up. Yeah, it's on Linda Ekeji. Yes, a star. I know her now. She's an actress. She's saying it, but it goes beyond you just typing it on top of your social media handle. It goes beyond that. You must add your voice to it. Add your voice where it will have meaning. Not for profits, not for popularity. For change. And if it is by number, if it is by digital number, if it is by every other metrics, if women get together, the men will take notice. But if it is all this, you know, self-grandiose that whatever that women are so much into, when you do all the paparazzi, you now just come and start saying that they should give you this. I really don't think that is going to work. But good luck with that too. But if you really try and say, convince yourself that a woman in Adamawa that you don't know, for being a woman that bold to come out, to even get there, and you in any creative way, add your voice to it, the results will show now. It's just next month. Just barely over a month now. It's time is far gone. But the woman, Aisha Dahiru Ahmed Binani, has been in the game, not today. She's been fighting her battles. She's not shouting for help, but I know she needs assistance. Please, women, do your thing, that's all. You guys are the best, you know now. Just do your thing. And please, it's not easy even for the men. You see what them Tinubu, what them Mushibajo, they are going through. It's not a child's play. It's dirty, yes. It's not even dangerous. All this danger. It is dirty, yes. They will, the LP candidate was, you know, it's not a crying thing, no. It is only for the strong. And there's this woman that worked with NIP that she's not doing her second 5 years after doing a fantastic job. It's a battle. Even Buhari, you see, they are saying he's clueless. It's a battle. Look, nobody is going to give it to Nigerian women, please. And, I mean, the history tells itself of great African and Nigerian women. Please, we need those kind of women back. We need those kind of women back. You girls and women and ladies can do it. Now, my day started with one very young girl. She wouldn't have more than six, dancing to Kiss Daniel songs. And, you know, she was so confident on the dance floor. I mean, what's wrong with you girls? Come on, go for these things. Because if all the women support this woman and she becomes a governor, that means in 2027, when women are coming out, the men go even they shake. If you want it, go get it. I hope this podcast meets you well. I hope you reason along these lines. And I wish all the women that want to contest for elective positions, you know, because I'm sure she's not the only one. She is just contesting for an executive position. But I'm sure the other women, local governments and all that, because let me say this before I end this podcast. She has experience. 2011 to 2015, she was the House of Representatives for Yola North, Yola South, and Gire Federal Constituency under the PDP. Now, she presently is even the Senator Adamawa Central Senatorial District in the 9th Assembly. And she is the, what do you call it? She is the chairperson of the Senate on sustainable development goals. So she's been doing her thing, you know, not for validation of my own validation or anybody's. She's been doing her own thing. But now that she has come up to contest for an executive position, I'm just appealing that. Look, if it is true that women believe that they will get there by standing by themselves, I mean, there's really no other competition of note other than this one. We are talking power, women. This one will be fashion. You get to turn up today there. Hope you guys have enjoyed it.